Our featured band in Quarantunes today was formed back in September 2016 by Greg Allen and Bex Nicholas. Got together to create the Medicine Dolls. They're based here in Cape Town. They describe themselves as a post-punk garage rock band. Key influences taken from the gritty underground of the 70s, the indie music of the 80s, post-punk, and, I quote, a crucial injection of filthy surf rock. They are busy preparing to release their debut full-length album called Filth and Wisdom. On the line with us is Greg Allen, the lead vocalist and guitarist of the Medicine Dolls. Great to have you on the show, Greg. Welcome.
Afternoon, Pippa. Yeah, cheers for having me.
Filthy surf rock, I have to ask you to elaborate. What falls into that category?
I guess it's what it says on the tin. filthy surf. Well, like, you know, surf rock with lots of reverb and gritty sort of, yeah, the kind of music you need to take a shower after listening to a bit.
Okay.
I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Tell us a little bit more about the band and your story together, Greg.
Yeah, well, Bexy and I, we were from Durban. We grew up in Durban, and then we moved to Joburg a couple of years ago. I used to play in a band there, and that broke up at the end of 2015. And yeah, I sort of looked at her and went, you're going to play bass and we're going to move to Cape Town and sort of reinvent ourselves as a kind of emotional crutch to the loss of that band. And then, yeah, that's pretty much how it all started.
Okay, so that was back in 2016. You've had a couple of years to refine the sound, to play together, to get gigging in the meantime. Obviously, lockdown will have brought an end to all of that. But how busy were you on the live music scene before lockdown stopped all gigs?
Yeah, that's all we do, you know. We don't have 9-to-5s. We kind of live off this beast, and it was a real blow. We've luckily one of the lucky sort of groups of people that have a sort of a landlord that cares, you know.
Wow.
And he's let us pay in dribs and drabs and whatnot, which is super rare. I know a lot of mates have had to, you know, move back to their parents' houses in small towns and whatever. It's been hard to see, especially in the music scene, you know. But I guess we made good use of the time. We got this record together properly. It gave us an extra couple of months to really, like, refine the sound and kind of work with our producer in Joburg, Matthew, from Just Music. We sort of went back and forth with tracks and over the time. So we kept ourselves busy during the lockdown situation.
I'm so happy to hear you telling that story of a sympathetic landlord, because as you said, we received so many of the opposite kind of stories. It's good to know that those people are still out there. But Greg,
absolutely.
I mean, for a band like yourselves who depended entirely on live music, to have everything stop like that is a massive blow, and one that one doesn't bounce back from overnight. Obviously, having an album to release is going to help. But how hopeful are you that you're going to be able to get back to some kind of live performance relatively soon? Are you sort of waiting with fingers crossed and toes twisted for the president to start talking about relaxing the regulations later this week?
Yeah, certainly. It's on the nation's mind. But I think at the same time, you know, we did our first DJ set the other night, something else that we do as a band. And yeah, it was very strange, very surreal to be in a, you know, with a 50 capacity rule and whatnot. Yeah. It was very surreal. But I don't know. I guess the stress of the thing is still there for a lot of people. So I think, like, us, even if we could book a show tomorrow, I don't know that we would until we wouldn't feel like we were, you know, going to be the cause of somebody going out, you know, if that makes sense. I think we just want the whole situation to, you know, we want things to go back to normal. But I don't know about the rushing of the legislation. You know?
Fair enough. Yeah. We all want the situation to go back to normal as soon as it can in a safe fashion. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about, before we talk about the album, sorry, somebody's SMS saying, what on earth is the origin of the name The Medicine Dolls? What's the story, Greg?
The Medicine Dolls. Well, it's a reference to a film, Withnail and I.
Oh.
It's our favorite film. And, there's the character in it. He sort of keeps his medicine, quote marks, in a kooky doll, and I think we just sort of, there's a line in it as well. I think he says something about medicine. Yeah, I don't remember exactly where it came from. But yeah, that's where the name comes from. Watch with Nail and I, and then that's where you'll get the reference.
It's an absolute classic, and if you don't get the reference, there's a reference to Balls you've got to get as well. It's a fantastic film. So thanks for the sidebar and the movie recommendation, Greg. If you've never seen With Nail and I, go and do yourself a favor and watch it. For now, we're getting okay. So the debut album, Filth and Wisdom, coming out how soon, Greg? You're close to release, aren't you?
Yeah, 2nd of October. Really looking forward to it. We've got the single coming out on Friday, the next single, Danger Danger Disco, which will be out, Friday with the music video in hand. And then, 2nd of October, on the 2nd of October, we're going to be doing a live stream with Urban Sessions, people can find the information about that on our social media over the next week or so. Our album launch will be on the internet.
As so many things have to be. Well, we're going to play out the show with a sneak preview of Danger Danger Disco. Greg, if our listeners like what they hear, where do we send them to find more of your music?
Oh, Instagram, Facebook, all of those modern little features that we, hold on to so dearly.
Great to have you with us this afternoon, Greg Allen, the lead vocalist and guitarist of The Medicine Dolls, and this is the brand new single, Danger Danger Disco. With Nail and I, and if you Google the name of this band, The Medicine Dolls, they look and sound like they could have stepped straight off the film set, if you ask me. But if you like the sound, if you want to hear more of The Medicine Dolls, look for them on all their social media platforms. The song's called Danger Danger Disco, and the new album drops on the 2nd of October called Filth and Wisdom.